Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
All right, everybody knows that Queen's Kids song about the Queensboro Bridge. Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon, pen to paper to write that song back in the 1960s. And the Queensboro Bridge, 100 years old this year. A series of events began yesterday to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Queensboro Bridge, a.k.a. 59th Street. The mayor was on hand at the center span. Marching bands played. Vintage cars carried the borough presidents from their respective sides of the bridge. Sam Schwartz, a.k.a. Gridlock Sam, presided over the centennial parade yesterday. He's the president of the New York City Bridge Centennial Commission, created to organize celebrations for all six of the area bridges marking their 100-year anniversaries in 2009. Sam Schwartz joins me now. Hi, Sam. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Ryan. Great to be back.
Six different bridges turn 100 this year?
Well, they turn 100 over a couple of years, and we've already celebrated the University Heights Bridge and the Borden Avenue Bridge and the Pelham Bridge. But this year, two of the flagship bridges, the Queensboro and the Manhattan Bridges, turn 100 years old. And next year, the Madison Avenue Bridge turns 100 years old. What a period of bridge building the early 1900s were in New York City.
And why does this particular span go by two different names?
Well, it's, you know, New Yorkers, it actually went by four different names. When the bridge was being planned, it was the fourth bridge. It was known as Bridge Number 4 until somebody came up with a name, the Blackwell Island Bridge. And I think while they were futzing around with a name, the bridge was touching down at 59th Street, so people in Manhattan called it the 59th Street Bridge. But its official name is the Queensboro Bridge, and that's the name that's on all of the plaques.
And I see that the Queensboro Bridge is the longest span across the East River. Do you know how long it is?
It's almost 7,500 feet, and it's different than all other bridges. Why is this bridge different from all other bridges? It's a cantilevered bridge, Brian. That's like building two diving boards and having them meet in the middle. And it was very unusual construction. All the others, the Brooklyn, the Manhattan, Williamsburg, are all suspension bridges. And we almost lost this bridge as it was being built. A similar bridge collapsed in 1907 in Quebec, killing 82 people. And they discovered there was a miscalculation on the Queensboro Bridge and removed two train tracks before the bridge opened.
But didn't 50 people die in construction anyway?
Every bridge that we've built, there's a chapter at the end of each of the bridge books called Necrology, and it's the history of all the deaths that, and unfortunately, we don't even have the names of all of them. In some cases, it was just a day worker that showed up, and nobody knew that person's name.
The construction of the Queensboro Bridge, besides the span itself, I mean, the engineering is really interesting, but it really changed Queens, didn't it?
It did. Queens was farmland, and suddenly we had some centers like Long Island City and Hunters Point, and Astoria soon grew up. And we had rail lines that went across the Queensboro Bridge, so it was very easy to then get into Midtown Manhattan. But as people say, Queens wouldn't be Queens without the Queensboro Bridge. Frankly, Midtown wouldn't be Midtown without the Queensboro Bridge.
Now, let's see. Henry in the Bronx is calling to say something about this. Henry, you're on WNYC. Real quick.
Oh, hi. No, I just wanted to mention what you guys were talking about earlier about running across the bridges. I'm part of a program that meets twice a week that we run over the bridges, and we're called the NYC Bridge Runners. And we run out of the Nike store, the Nike sportswear store on 21 Mercer. And every Wednesday and Saturdays, we do a run over the Manhattan Bridge and come over. There's usually two different lengths, a short, which is 3 and change, and then we'll even do a long one that could be up to 8 miles.
That's
like
great.
We did the other week.
So in our last segment, we were talking with the running book author about all the bridges you can run across or walk across in New York. Are there any that you can't?
Well, there are plenty that you can't. Unfortunately, the Verrazano Bridge was built without a walkway. The George Washington Bridge, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, but there's often a lot of steps. But what's interesting is every major bridge built in New York City prior to 1910 had pedestrian ways, bike ways, and train tracks. Not a single major bridge built since 1910 had train tracks going across it.
Hey, Sam Schwartz, 30 seconds left, and I understand that the celebration of the bridges culminates with the burial of a centennial time capsule by Hunter College students. What's going in this time capsule?
Well, some things that are very commonplace in 2009, such as the MetroCard, which will long be gone. A few takeout menus, some real estate ads when people will say, what, it was only $1 million to buy a co-op in Midtown Manhattan. Now it's $1 billion. So we're putting in some things that 100 years from now people will have some fun making comparisons. And, of course, Paul Simon's 59th Street Bridge song.
Of course. Or maybe they'll say, remember when this $5,000 apartment was selling for $850,000? Sam Schwartz, a.k.a. Gridlock Sam, and president of the New York City Bridge Centennial Commission. Congratulations, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Leonard Lopate coming up right after the news. And first up, a panel discussion about what Amazon's Kindle and other e-books mean to the publishing industry. And then financial writer Michael Lewis with Leonard after the news.